6. Agape love and restoration. There is a relationship between agape love, the love of God for man, to godly restoration. There is a type of restoration that comes from God that is unlike worldly restoration. What is the difference? Joel 2:20-27. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmerworm, my great army, which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. This is an end-time prophecy about the day of the Lord, when Jesus returns at Armageddon to bring justice to the world and defeat evil once and for all, thus freeing our world from corruption and bringing about the good and perfect world that God had planned for us from the start. We generally think of restoration as restoring to the original state. The definition is true where the unsaved world is concerned. Worldly restoration is about restoring to the original state. Yet, this is incomplete when we refer to godly restoration. There is a difference between godly restoration and worldly restoration. Worldly restoration is simply bringing things back to its original state. Godly restoration is bringing things into a state which is better than the original. God is not concerned with simply bringing you back to the original state or condition of a thing. God wants to bring you to a state where it is even better than the original state. He is the much more God. You are getting ready to go to a state which is much better than it was before. You are getting ready to go to a state of immortality. Again, the Bible says that this mortal will become immortal. Let me give you an example. In Job chapter 42 verse 10 and 12, in verse 10 it says, Job 42:10-12. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job, when he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then in verse 12 it says, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. You do not see God restoring Job to the original state. God is restoring him past the original state, giving him something much better than it was before. In verse 10, I want you to also notice. The Bible says the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Restoration begins with forgiveness. Do not allow forgiveness to be a blessing blocker. Do not allow forgiveness to stop the blessings in your life. Do not allow forgiveness to be a wall to stop what God wants to bring into your life. Do not say, well, there has got to be a penalty. Unforgiveness and strife can hinder restoration. Nobody wants to talk about why you are in strife. Nobody wants to sit around and justify strife. Strife will hinder this restoration that God wants to do. God wants to take you much further along the road than you have ever gone before. God wants to do more than what you originally dealt with. God says that he wants to take you further than you originally were. Yet, he says that you have to deal with that unforgiveness. You have to deal with that strife. Do not let it be a blessing blocker in your life. In verse 12, notice that Job received more than he had in the beginning. That is godly restoration. Job received more than he had in the beginning. God is getting ready to do some phenomenal things in your life. Do you think that God is going to let the devil get away with all the things that he has done in your life? He had the headlines for almost a lifetime. Most people, including you, may not know that God was doing some things in the midst of it. God is going to do some things that most people, including you, won't be able to figure out. God is going to get ready to do some phenomenal things in this earth. Furthermore, He is going to do it through people. He is going to do it through you. You would think coming out of this, that things are not ever going to get better. There are going to be people that are going to say, "What do I have to do to be saved?" Because the glory of God is going to be so strong in your life and the things that you are doing, because of this godly restoration. Yet, to get there you have to let go of the strife. Now look at Proverbs chapter 6. The Bible says that men do not despise a thief, if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. Yet, if the thief be found, the thief shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Now here is something that you have to understand. Satan is a thief. Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Yet, it is important you recognize the thief. You have to recognize that it was the devil that did this. When you recognize that it was the devil that did that, you can make him restore sevenfold. Whatever it was in the beginning multiplied by seven. Because we know who the thief was. Yet, we say that the thief was the perpetrator. Therefore, repentance does not apply. There has got to be a penalty. Otherwise, the victimization will simply continue. The focus is on justice, as the route to rehabilitation. Let me show you again Job. In Job 42 verse 6 and 11. In Job 42 verse B he says, "Wherefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes." At first Job thought that it was God that was responsible for all of this. Yet, thank God, that he changed his mind. He changed his mind. He repented. Satan does not repent. I pray that many of you will change your mind and repent and say, "Wait a minute. I have sinned against God and man." Yet you have to know what came from God and what came from the devil. You have to have a discerning spirit. You cannot just say, "I am hurt, therefore." The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, and have it more abundantly." The true test of love is you love despite. Again, as Matthew 5:46 says, "For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans do the same?" Now, God can take a mess, and use it to make a masterpiece. God can mature people in the middle of a mess. Yet, you have to know what came from God and what came from the devil. You have to have a discerning spirit. That is on you. The thief came to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus said that I came that you might have life and have it how? More abundantly. Then let us look at verse 11. It says, "Then came there unto him all his brethren, and all his sisters, and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him, and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold." You see, they too thought, "Look at what the Lord did." A lot of you think that evil is from God. That God took my mother. That God took my sister. That God took my friend. That God took my job. Or quite the contrary, the devil made me do it. God did not take your mother, nor quite frequently the devil did not make you do it. God loves you. The devil hates you, and you have free will. Quite frequently we give the devil too much credit. You have free will. So repent. Change your mind. There is a devil loose. He wants to destroy your life. When you recognize that it is the devil, repent of saying it was God. When you recognize that it was you, repent of saying it was the devil. Take responsibility. Recognize that it was you, and repent. God can bring about that great restoration. When you recognize that it was the devil, and you catch the thief, he has to restore sevenfold. Now watch this, Exodus 22 verse 1. "If a man shall steal an ox, or a sheep, and kill it, or sell it, he shall restore five oxen for an ox, and four sheep for a sheep. Look at the attitude here is never give me what it was originally. No. The attitude here is more, not what it was originally. Now, this is going to cost the devil. On the other hand, mercy seems to apply to those in a jam of some kind, such as we would be with our load of sins, if Christ had not had mercy on us.